I'm joined by Amro Hassan from Cairo. Amro, today I gather 3 days of mourning starts for the 26 people killed in the violence on on Sunday. Tell us more.
Well, of course, yes. The Orthodox Church announced yesterday that they will be starting officially 3 days of mourning, and even the state, the Egyptian state television, has announced the same. And to be honest, this is the first time ever where Egyptian state TV announces the mourning that is decided by the church, because we've had the same in previous incidents of sectarian violence over the years, and state television would never actually highlight the fact that the church is officially having 3 days of mourning. So I think this time around, it's, of course, it's taken much more importance and much more significance by the state itself, because they are trying to save whatever can be saved at the moment by showing more respect and, of course, trying to deal as soon as possible with the consequences of the incidents that happened and that broke out on Sunday.
Human Rights Watch has called for an independent investigation led by judges rather than the military. What prospects is there for a genuinely independent inquiry into what happened?
To be honest, I believe that SCAF and the Minister's Cabinet might allow some independent judges or independent supervisors to be watching over the probe itself, or watching over the work of the fact-finding committee that was ordered by head of SCAF, Field Marshal Tantawi, yesterday. But in the matter of, like, in the sense of having a totally independent committee that would be investigating the matter, I don't think that they would be allowing this for now. They have not done that over the last three sectarian violence incidents that happened since the revolution, and I would totally understand those calls by Human Rights Watch and other human rights advocates, because in the previous three incidents where there were sectarian violence, every time we had a fact-finding committee that was being ordered by the Minister's Cabinet, and always the findings were never matched the level of the incidents or the events themselves, and we never eventually got solid results of who exactly was responsible for igniting those incidents. So for now, people remain really a bit cynical of what this fact-finding committee that was ordered yesterday by Tantawi will eventually come up with.
Both the Cabinet and SCAF have been meeting today. What's arisen from those meetings, if anything?
Well, surely the announcements and the reports that are coming out of those meetings and the priority for now is to amend and form a new law for regulating the building of houses of worship. And this has been a long-standing issue here in Egypt for decades. And everyone was expected that the revolution will come and witness a resolution for this long-standing conflict. But it did not. And a lot of people now are criticizing both SCAF and the Minister's Cabinet by telling them, well, you should not have waited for an incident as big and as dangerous as what happened on Sunday to start speeding up the process of forming this new law regulating building houses of worship. So I think the priority was, of course, the fact-finding committee, the priority of that was discussed during those meetings by SCAF and the Minister's Cabinet. And the second priority, of course, is coming up with a new unamended law of regulating building houses of worship, which has been announced that we should expect this new law to be officially passed through within the next couple of weeks.
Does the situation in Cairo still feel tense?
I would call it very tense, but very quiet at the moment. I mean, of course, yesterday and since the conclusion of the funeral of four Coptic protesters who died on Sunday, we were expecting that some confrontations or clashes might be taking part in Cairo, especially that there were a lot, like scores and hundreds of angry Copts who were waiting for the release of the rest of the dead bodies in hospitals. I think authorities were really, really keen on not letting that happen and on avoiding that. So they speeded up the process of releasing the rest of the dead bodies, and actually very late in the evening yesterday, 17 more bodies were released by hospitals, and cops had a large march, like a few thousand cops took part in taking the bodies away and actually taking part in the funeral and the burial of those bodies late in the evening yesterday. But thankfully, no clashes or confrontations with any other groups or any other protesters that tried to just cut short this process or try to infiltrate it by any chance. So it was the process of burial went fine for the late in the evening yesterday, and this is how it stands for now. No further clashes happened, but of course, as I told you, it remains quiet but tense, because the slightest of conflicts that might erupt between any Muslim and a Copt, or among Copts in any of the neighborhoods where Copts have a larger communities, can end up having consequences and reprisals in various parts of Cairo and even across the whole nation.
Are there any more funerals due?
Not planned for today. Not planned. Of course, it will all depend on the release of any further dead bodies. But for now, what we understand, and from the figures that we originally had, 4 bodies were released early yesterday, and 17 more bodies were released late in the evening yesterday. So this is how it stands for now. Regarding the dead bodies, unless authorities or hospitals or medical reports come up confirming the deaths of other Coptic protesters that we did not know of on Sunday or yesterday. But for now, even calls for releasing any further, there are no calls for releasing any further bodies, because according to the figures and stats we had, this is the total number of Copts who died during the protest.
Okay, Amro, thank you very much. Keep us posted, please.
Thank you very much, Matt.